This one.
So if you remember yesterday, we left off with a very big kasha, which we're going to try and address now in the Tosfos. The story was told in the Gemara of Rabbi Yossi, who davened inside the churva, one of the churvos of Yerushalayim. And he was told off by Eliyahu HaNavi, and he said to him, you should have really davened outside. Why didn't you daven outside? So he said, because I was worried, that people would disturb me. So he said, well, then you should have davened a tefillah ketzara. So we saw in Rashi, that Rashi said, what does it mean, a tefillah ketzara? Rashi said one word, havineinu. Havineinu. So Rashi's translating the words tefillah ketzara as havineinu. So you'll remember yesterday we left off with a big question, because it seemed quite clear in the Gemara, later on in the Chavtes and the Flamet, that havineinu is not the same as a tefillah ketzara. Not only is it not the same in essence, it's not the same halachically either. A tefillah ketzara is what is said in a mokim sakona. For example, the Gemara says if there's animals or bandits, so it's literally dangerous to be outside. So mamela, you've got to shorten your whole shmoneser. What does that mean, shorten the shmoneser? As we saw yesterday, you don't say the first three brachas, you don't say the last three brachas. Whereas havineinu is something else completely. Havineinu is nothing to do with the mokum sakana. Havineinu is just a general shortened version in which you do say the first three and the last three brachas, just the middle 12 are all shortened into one, amalgamated into one bracha. That's nothing to do with shas sakana. That's a bracha that one can say any shas hadchak, even though the Gemara is not very happy. The Gemara does say later on that one should definitely not lechatchila shorten your Shemoneh Esra. Certainly under ordinary circumstances, one should say all 18 brachas. But at least in extenuating circumstances in a Shas Adchak, then we have what's called Havineinu. So this is what we left off yesterday with difficulty. What does Rashi mean? On one hand, the Gemara calls it a Tefillah Ketzara. So why is Rashi translating that as Havineinu? On the other hand, we do understand Rashi Havineinu, and perhaps we don't understand the Gemara. Why indeed is the Gemara referring us to Tefillah Ketzara? Tefillah Ketzara is the davening that you daven when it's dangerous. Eliyahu HaNavi, Rabbi Yossi, did not say that it's dangerous. All Rabbi Yossi said was that the people who are passers-by may disturb him. It doesn't say anything about danger. So why indeed did the Gemara say Tefillah Ketzara? So that's something that we have to come back to, Be'ezus Hashem, in the Tosfos. But before we do so, let's first finish the Gemara. We're up to the second wide line of the Gemara, Bo'osei Shor. Says the Gemara, Bo'osei Shor, at that time, meaning when Eliyahu HaNavi gave me his Musar Rasha, Lomadati Mimenu Shloisha Devarim. I learned from him three things. By rebuking me in the way that he did, says Rabbi Yossi, I learned from Eliyahu HaNavi three chidushim. Lomadati, firstly, I learned she'ein nichnasin l'churva. One should not enter a churva. I never knew that there was any halachic issue in entering a churva. Why would it be also to enter a churva, a desolate building? What on earth? Why did Eliyahu HaNavi tell me off? So Rabbi Yossi doesn't so much as explain why indeed it's asur, but he just says, I learned from this particular story that indeed it's asur. We'll see later on in Mitzvah Hashem, towards the bottom of the Gemara, why indeed it's asur. But that's the first halacha that he learned from Eliyahu HaNavi, that one should not enter a desolate building. V'lomadati, and I also learned furthermore,